Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters Podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey, y'all. So you heard me say last week and the week before that, that I was excited about the episode. Well, look, I lied. I'm excited about this one. If you cannot hear in my voice right now, my level of hype. Now, if you know me at all, you know that one, everything I bring you is rock solid. And two, I get excited about different things. So this is not your typical chat. I have brought in one of my good friends who has a absolutely wild life pivot that you will never anticipate, but you will learn everything from. I am here with Katie Whitlock of Windy Indigo. I can't tell you what that is yet because it'll give it away. And we are going to talk about what she does for a living, how she got to this work. And the thing you're going to learn from this moment is that one, you can do something radically different from where you are now. You can literally decide in a heartbeat because of a moment, a mission, a feeling to be someone else doing something else and go do it. You can, right? And it can be something you are completely and entirely unaware of how to do. And what's great is Katie generously came in here and is willing to share with us her journey. And you're going to be so inspired. So Katie, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks for having me.
Katie's like, girl, don't you hype me up like that. No, seriously. Like, you are incredible. Like, you, I don't even know. I'm like, I sound like a fan right now. I literally am looking around. I'm like, I'm fangirling, but I am fangirling.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. I don't want to like bury the lead too long, but before we go into what you do for a living, right? Mm-hmm. And like your, you know, your passion, your mission, your statement, all of that. Tell everyone about where you started. What was the work you were doing before you got into your current field?
Before I came to my current field, I was a research statistician up in Seattle.
I try not to giggle because it's so unrelated. It's so unrelated, y'all.
So I was helping pediatricians, nurses, other medical folks find better ways to treat kids who were sick or injured.
Incredible work.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things that I loved about it.
So what didn't you love about it?
Well, there wasn't a lot of opportunity left for me in that field. Mm-hmm. I don't have a PhD. Mm-hmm. I'm not climbing the academic rankings. And to be honest, the thing that really pushed me over wasn't the work itself so much as the
call towards your new thing.
Well, there was a moment around 2015 when my husband got laid off. Mm. And we had to, for his job, we moved to moved to Los Angeles briefly, mm-hmm. and then moved very quickly back. Mm-hmm. When we got back, I got my kids back into childcare. I got myself back into a similar job in the same, you know, with the same hospital. And it seemed fine from the outside. My husband kept saying, oh, look, we landed right back where we started. It's like it never happened.
I just want to pause there for a second. So the thing I want to call out here, because everyone right now is listening with bated breath. They want to hear where you landed eventually. And I want everyone to understand that, Katie, so many of us are in this position where it's like, look, and I relate to this, where I make good money. My job is fine. The kids are okay. You know, but this is not it. It's not enough. I feel stuck, you know, and I know this is not all that I'm meant to be. And frankly, I have stuff I care about that I am not doing. So sometimes good enough is not enough.
Exactly. And that is exactly what that move and that transition, that sort of, you know, giant blender of life spit out at me, was that something wasn't quite right.
Oh, that is so real. And that is such a driving force, I think, because a lot of us feel like we need to have something clearer, right? You know, like people are like, oh, you know, my daughter lost all her hair and that's why I started this hair extension line. Or, you know, I got into a terrible accident and that was when I knew I needed to work on brain trauma. You know, like, and it's like, no, like sometimes it's that dull, quiet, you know, but consistent roar, that thing underneath you that's saying, no, I have to make a change. So let's go back to where you are. So you have, you know, ended up back where you were, and to the point where it was almost maybe a little celebratory, like, oh, good on us, right? We made it back.
Right.
But you knew that wasn't it.
It wasn't, it didn't feel quite right for me. And I really wrestled with that feeling for several years. Until someone...
Can you tell me some of the feelings that you're wrestling with? Because I know some people are sitting there right now. Do you wrestle with, like, guilt? Did you feel like I should be grateful for where I am, or?
Truth be told, at that point, I was working full time outside the home with three kids, 6 years and under.
Ooh.
And I felt invisible.
Ooh.
I actually didn't know completely if I still existed.
Wow.
Because
that's big.
All of my time and energy was put into, you know, the research, which is great and important, and my kids, which are great and important. But I didn't have 2 seconds to put together for myself.
So you weren't developing you.
I wasn't developing me. I wasn't even, you know, I didn't have time to even think my own thoughts. And It was too much.
Oh, I mean, how many of us, I mean, y'all, I told you this is going to be a fire episode. You don't understand how excited I am about this. Like, this is so, what you're talking about and where you're going with this, we are literally listening to this and sitting in this and feeling this right now. We relate to this. So you're in this moment where everything is right, but everything is wrong, and it feels like something is missing. So tell me, what did you decide to do?
Well, one day someone at work was doing a little article, you know, so they were interviewing different people around the office, and she asked me where I would be if I wasn't there. And I said, I would be on a hill with some sheep.
I mean, which we all have these like ridiculous things we say,
right?
You know, we all have these things where like, oh my gosh, like I'd be on a boat in Tahiti, stark naked, eating some fudge. Okay, maybe that's just mine. But you know what I mean? Like we all have things, you know?
If it comes out of your mouth, it comes from somewhere.
Ooh, you better preach today. Okay, so that being said you would be on a hill with some sheep, and you were presently in what, a cube in a building?
A cube in an office building, downtown Seattle. Yes.
Night and day.
I mean, cube might be a generous description. Right.
A slot under the stairs. Like, basically, we all understand corporate, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. So this is what happens. And then what did you decide to, like, what happened next? I mean, it's just an article. It's one of those work things.
Well, so I started to think about why that in particular came to mind. And I had started knitting a little bit in the evenings and sort of remembered my childhood hobby. And really what it came down to was starting to investigate and explore what would it mean to actually have sheep. Do I need to do something different? Do I want to start a knitting business? Do I want to start a knit design business? Do I want to have sheep? And what would be involved in any or all of those things?
So, y'all, pause, freeze, stop for a second. Girl, you could have just been knitting. Do you know what I mean? Like, people literally are like, oh, like, or you just needed a vacation to Ireland. Okay. Like, right. I'm over here like, no, what do you mean have sheep? Now, you know this about me because, like, Katie and I are friends. You know this about me. I was in 4-H Club. This is Nicole Trivia. People don't know about this. I actually used to show sheep at the farm show. So, but I did that, like, in 7th grade as part of, like, horticulture class. Like, it was, like, a thing, right? And then it eventually became, like, a bit more of a hobby. So, I know what it means to say, what if I get some sheep? It's a leap, boat ride, plane flight away from I like to knit. What happened? Was this just a Wikipedia gone wrong?
I mean, so you would think for a lot of changes, you just maybe dip your toe. But how do you dip your toe in sheep when you live in suburban Seattle?
That's true.
So I found another shepherd.
So you found a shepherd. So, okay. So you start Googling around, like, what would it take for me to be on a hill with some sheep?
Mm-hmm.
And then that led you to finding a shepherd. In Seattle?
In Vermont.
So 3,000 miles away.
Right.
You decide to talk to a shepherd. So someone who is living on a hill with some sheep. And let me tell, and I know that what you're going to say next is you asked them if they had an Airbnb so you could just go stay for a week or two and then move on with your life. Please, Katie, for all of the masses, tell us that's all you did.
Oh my goodness. I took a class. And then I continued to be in sheep finances. Can you make money in sheep? The answer, by the way, is maybe not, but
but still, this is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Katie, what do you do now?
So now I am a shepherd. I have a herd of about 40 Romney and Rummeldale sheep on Whidbey Island, just northwest of Seattle.
Y'all, the jaws are dropping. Have you, in your lifetime, spoken or heard of a shepherd in real life, in modern day? She has sheep. Now, I say this as someone who I am riveted by this, right? There are a million nuances that we can go into about what it takes to rear them and where does one even buy a sheep in this day and age? You know, like, there's so many, like, it's not a Costco item. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's so much we can get into. And y'all, I'm telling you, you have to follow Katie. You need to keep up with Windy Indigo Farm. Like, just Google it. You can go learn, because it is riveting. Like, I'm not even in the cheesiest way. It's riveting stuff. But I want to stay with this. Like, I want to stay with this pivot you made, this massive fresh start. So now you have sheep. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have no sheep experience, like, at all. Like, and you're now in charge of lives. This isn't a puppy. This isn't a couple kids. You now have added to your brood, literally.
Mm-hmm. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Y'all, the past few chats we've had have been all about stress and trauma and growth and making sure we're taking care of ourselves. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's really important to get out of the house. It's really important to make sure you're investing in moving your body and getting fresh air and just having fun. You know, how many of us don't even have hobbies? And for me, it's golf. It's not golf. It's Top Golf. I've been really getting into it because it's this amazing way that I can take me time and not have to bring or prepare or do a single thing. They have everything for me to play golf, right? Clubs, balls, tees, turf. But they also have the things so that I can really just relax and have a good time, like music, food and drinks, and it's kind of vibey. And I love it because I can just go there middle of the week and just play. As a matter of fact, if you're looking for a good time, you should try Topgolf on Tuesdays. One, it's the perfect time to get away. Let the kids go to school, send them out of the house to have fun, and take your me time. Because Topgolf has a whole day each week dedicated to more play for less pay. That's right. You can do this whole thing every Tuesday where gameplay is half price, which means you can stay mama for twice as long. It's a great time. And even if you haven't swung a club before, you will enjoy yourself. You'll get that release and you might even pick up a new hobby. Now, Topgolf is all about play, but even they have some rules. Half Price Tuesday applies to gameplay only. It isn't offered at every venue, and it can't be doubled up with other offers or discounts. It's already half price after all. So for full details, and if you want to try to catch me at one of these places having my me time, book a bay by going to topgolf.com/Nicole. That's topgolf.com/Nicole to book a bay and come play around. Mama, you deserve it. Friends, I have to tell you, in the holiday season, it's kind of like summer break. You feel like, oh, it's great. Family's home. I'm going to have less on my plate. We're winding down. But realistically, meals get more expensive because everyone's in the house and you feel more stressed out because you've got to plan menus and handle cooking. And it just can feel really overwhelming. And I knew this was coming, so I made a plan ahead of time because my stress levels are important to me and I just want to dive deep and spend time with the family. And so what I did was every plate. Now, it helps you budget your food expenses this holiday season because it's America's best value meal kit. Each meal literally is 50% cheaper than your average fast casual meal. So I don't have to deal with takeout. I'm not placing any delivery orders. We literally can cook in the house and it's affordable. Now, even if I'm craving steak, they've got this new thing going that is dollar steak for life. You can add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box. As long as you have an active subscription, y'all. Like, I mean, it's next level. I've got a huge holiday to-do list. We've got wrapping. We've got gifts. I've got to squeeze in activities. Using every plate is letting me take back my time because I'm not spending any time in grocery stores. And most of their meals are ready in just 6 simple steps. Now, catch this. This is going to blow your mind. Their quick and easy recipes, I'm not even doing myself. I've turned them into a family activity time because everything is so easy to do. You get the kids together, you pull out the note card, everything has both pictures and explanations, and all the ingredients are pre-measured, pre-poured, and right there for you. So one person gets to chopping, another person gets to stirring, and guess what? Mama gets to sitting and enjoying her meal. I'm telling you, if you haven't tried every plate, it is going to be the thing that saves you this holiday season. So friend, you can get a meal for $1.49 plus dollar steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and enter my code 49Nicole. That's everyplate.com/podcast and enter code 49Nicole. And understand your subscription must be active to qualify and redeem dollar steak. Aren't you scared?
I was scared. That was a big leap of faith.
But expensive too. How much are sheep? What does a sheep go for these days? $20, $50? I'm just kidding. How much is sheep?
It's about $350. Yeah. I mean, it varies, but.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, so you invested in this thing that you'd never done before, had no background about, and you literally were like, I'm just going to go all in.
I actually started small. I think that that's probably the best thing that I did is I did drag my family to a farm. But beyond that, I brought home 4 sheep.
I mean, but that's, I mean, first of all, there's a lesson for all of us there. If you're looking to explore your dream, no one's saying you have to move to Ireland. I think a lot of people look at me and they say, Nicole, you were in corporate, you quit your job and launched this thing. Like, how extreme? But the truth is, I started small. I had a couple clients before I quit to see how it was going. So you brought home 4 sheep before 4 turned into 40.
That's right.
That's right. So how did you feel with just 4? Because I bet you 40 feels easier now that you're more experienced than 4 did when you first started, right?
It is a steep learning curve. Right. Every single day was something new.
Oh and my gosh. What's your funniest sheep story? Did like one ever get out in your kitchen? Or
I mean, I went out to the barn about a month ago and there should be no sheep in the barn right now. All of the ewes were in the field.
Okay.
And the rams were all in a different field. Mm-hmm. So I walked out to the barn and there were 4 rams looking at me in the barn and all of the ewes were standing behind them. They're not supposed to be bred yet because I don't want babies before Christmas.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. So boys and girls not together.
Not together.
And you put them where they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they somehow found each other.
They decided to remove a gate.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. In order to be together.
Oh, wow. We'd love to say, so look, sweet. We love a love story.
That's right.
We love a love story. But also, you're going to be a happy mama before your time, right? So, yeah. So it's unexpected, right? Crazy things can happen. But, you know, you're going to learn as you go. And I mean, you had to be willing to embrace that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. You never know what you're going to find when you go to the barn. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be ready to take the steps that need to be taken. The thing that I've learned by being a shepherd is that actually I can handle pretty much anything that I find.
That's good. That because you have to.
You have
when
to.
You're looking a life in the face, you have to. Oh, that's so big. Okay, so let's go back to, you know, sort of this. I know your farm is not in the middle of downtown Seattle. So there are lots of things you have to overhaul when you decide that you're going to take on a certain way of living, right? So if you say to yourself, decide I want to be a shepherd and I used to work in a cube, you're not bringing 4 sheep home to an apartment. So what happened here? Because you're flipping your whole life upside down. It's the freshest of fresh starts.
Well, I left my job at the hospital.
Wow.
And still do have a few consulting clients. So I do publish from time to time still. We bought a farm. It happened to be in the middle of COVID. That wasn't really the plan, but you know, COVID wasn't anybody's plan.
Right,
so
right. Well, and
go.
Also, like, look, I mean, things work out in the craziest of ways. You got out of the city onto an island, you know, so you bought a farm.
Yep.
And of course, did the research, looked at the numbers, figured all those back end things. But you said, no, I'm taking these steps forward.
Look, we were looking for acreage. I was looking for outbuildings. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to buy a piece of property that didn't have anything already built.
Sure, sure.
I wanted water hookups and electricity.
So you learned all these things, from...
Before we ever bought
made
the
a
land.
Move. So let me just translate this for people who are listening. So part of why I needed you to meet Katie is, one, inspiring story, but two, it is so categorically opposite what any of you are thinking right now. If a single one of you right now is thinking I want to be a shepherd, please reach out to me because you need to meet Katie personally. But outside of that, all of you reach out to me all the time about your dream, your goal, your aspiration, what you're thinking about day in and day out, and how you can't do it for whatever reason or you don't know where to start. Understand that if Katie can pull this off and she is currently at a farm with 40 sheep, you can pull off launching your business and creating one piece of content. You can pull off going out and sending an email and getting one client. You know how to do an email already. You don't even need to reach out to someone in Vermont for that. You know how to do it. So if you're able to do that, you're able to have success and step into the life that you want. This is like wildly inspirational. Like you have no idea. So that said, you're now on this farm. Do you only have sheep, just out of curiosity's sake?
We also have chickens.
Okay.
Of course we have chickens. Of course my daughter chickens. Is the chicken whisperer.
Oh,
she
my
loves
goodness.
Them.
That's wild. So you're like a real proper farmer now. Like this is a thing.
Yeah. It wow. feels strange to call myself a farmer because mm-hmm. I'm, you know, a city girl. And
sure. Well, I mean, not anymore, you know, yeah. and it's a beautiful thing because we can be all the things. So, the you know, I'm sure everyone wants to know the family's there, right? Mm-hmm. And they all came along for the ride. Are they as into this as you are? Like, how did that go?
The first conversations with my husband sounded like there was no way we were ever going to leave the house that we had.
Oh, my gosh.
In suburban Seattle. He loved it there. The kids were happy there.
Mm-hmm.
There was not really any reason to leave.
Although there was every reason to leave.
For me.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely. Yeah,
You had to make it work. Like, you had to find the way, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that it was really important to have that time to do what I could do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could have said, well, we'll never go. It'll never matter.
Sure.
We won't, you know, I should just do something else. But I took all of that time to learn.
Of course.
And in the process of that, kind of convinced him.
That's so brilliant because also I think a lot of us, when we're in a position right now where it feels like we don't have the resources, I don't have the money, I don't have the team, I don't have the opportunities, I don't have the fame, I don't have the followers. Well, there are still things you can do to get ready for that future you want where you are right now. Are you putting in the time? Are you reaching out to the network? Are you putting in the practice? Are you getting the side hustle and saving in order to be ready when the time comes? I mean, I'm not kidding, Katie. Your life is like a testament to all of this. So now you have this farm and you've got these sheep and you have these, well, the chickens too. We don't want to leave them out in case they hear this, you know. So you've got this farm. How is this farm working in your life now? I mean, is it available for, you know, lessons? And like, I mean, what do you do? Is it just you and your sheep? Like, what do you do with the farm?
So it is primarily a fiber farm. So
So tell us more about that, because I don't think anyone knows about fiber.
Mm-hmm. So the sheep they're wool sheep. So they grow wool.
Okay.
Wool sheep have to be shorn. It's mm-hmm. part of their regular maintenance. Mm-hmm. And
so it's not harmful to the sheep.
It doesn't hurt the sheep
wool.
At all. It's
Got
like
it.
A haircut.
It's like guys shaving their face.
Absolutely.
Needs to happen. Gonna grow hair.
Right.
Shave it off. It's fine.
Absolutely.
But the byproduct is something we can use.
Exactly. Okay. The wool can be spun. It can be made into yarn, which mm-hmm. can be made into garments and home mm-hmm. goods and all kinds of things, mm-hmm. which personally I love. It's a completely sustainable fiber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So we don't even think about this, I think, sometimes, that things like cotton take, you know, acres to grow, the manufacturing, processing, all of that. For those of you who all care about that, you know, which, you know, hopefully we're all starting to care a little bit more about where our things come from and how it affects our body and the planet and each other. So wool is just one of those things where it's like, look, we've got these sheep that we're raising, but we've got this amazing thing that continues to grow and cultivate that can be turned. And y'all may not know this, but sweaters last a long time when they're made of real wool. Like, I mean, you can hand those down through generations.
They last a long time. They're warm. They don't have to be washed, actually, as frequently as synthetic textiles because the wool doesn't hold on to the bacteria that causes odor.
It makes sense because they're coming from an animal. I mean, this is a protective coating that applies to the animal as well. And then...
And when they're done, they either can be composted. So, I mean, technically you can put wool in your garden as a mulch.
I mean, that's incredible. So it's like a full cycle. So
absolutely.
I can tell you right now, everyone has learned more about wool than they've known their entire life. Okay. You know, which is, and I'm not kidding. I really believe that we may have accidentally created some shepherds here. Like, I'm sure some people are like, look, she's making it sound way more reasonable than I thought. Like, you may have a crew soon. So I love this. So that said, you know, you found some mentors, you know, you went all in, you did research, but you took tiny steps as you got there. And now you have this, you know, farm that actually can feed itself. I mean, you work on the monetization of it like any business, but it generates a product that can be sold that is sustainable and good for the planet and can be used. But there are other things that your farm can do too, right? Like, I mean, if one were to have a farm that I think are fulfilling, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We also, I mean, obviously the sheep. We also breed the sheep. So we have lambs. We do sell some lamb shares, a small number. And we have events and other kinds of activities going on at the farm.
That's incredible. I mean, and I can imagine, and you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, how fulfilling does it feel to know that you're doing this work where, you know, legacy leaving? You're creating a product that leaves a legacy. You're caring about the planet as a legacy. You've got kids that can come over and learn. Like, so different from the work you're doing before.
It's really different. You know, my first job out of college, I worked in pharmaceutical manufacturing. Sure. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember there we produced injectable medications primarily. And there was a problem with a batch where they found a fiber in one of the syringes. It was a little tiny red fiber.
Wow.
That little tiny red fiber had come from the carpet in the offices.
Wow.
Had made it all the way into the clean rooms, you know, and it's complicated,
all of the things to
prevent that from happening.
Sure.
But it was just a little piece of synthetic carpet.
Wow.
And I think, you know, if a little tiny piece of synthetic carpet can make it that far in spite of all of those obstacles, where else are those little tiny synthetic
fibers ending up in our food and our, and I mean, I have to have you back because we can have a whole conversation about that and what our options are. That is so, so good. But I love that you're saying you feel fulfilled because the work you're doing, it matters.
It
ties in.
It does matter. And I think it's the direction that things are going to need to go going forward.
And you get to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Katie, you're amazing. I'm so grateful and so excited. It's so fun to have you. I know everyone right now is like, this is Nicole. Like, if you don't know shepherds, like, how do you know what is happening right now? So I love, where can people keep up with you, keep up with the sheeps, keep up? When are we going to see some lambs? Because, you know, I like to be a lamb auntie. So tell me, where can we keep up with all the things that are happening? Is there like a video stream? Can we bring the kids to the farm? Like, what is there? Because we want to know everything.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Windy Indigo Farm and Fiber.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a website, windyindigo.com. And I'm going to be starting a Patreon.
Ooh.
Pretty soon.
Oh, I love that. So y'all, we can support not just sustainable, incredible work, but we can, you know, pick a lamb, feed a lamb, you know, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to do and it's a great project for the kids. So, you know, we'll have all those details in the show notes. We will keep up with you. And thank you so much for the work you do and for sharing your story.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.